This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Digital Poison. Your girl Rachel Carter here, and today we're diving deep into a topic that hits close to home, my own journey to break free from the digital chains. Ever feel like your phone has become an extension of yourself? Like you're constantly reaching for it, even when there's nothing particularly urgent demanding your attention? You know that feeling when you finally put it down and your mind starts racing with a million thoughts you can't quite grasp because you've been too busy scrolling? Well, I get it. We live in a world where being connected is practically a religion. But let's be real, sometimes those connections feel more like distractions than anything else. That constant pinging, that endless scroll of news and opinions, the pressure to document every moment, it can take a serious toll on our mental well-being. So, how do we find balance? How do we reclaim our time and attention without feeling like we're missing out on something important? That's what we're exploring today. Here are 5 key takeaways that have truly transformed my relationship with digital devices. 1. Mindful awareness. The first step is recognizing the problem, right? Seriously, take a moment and pay attention to how you feel when you're glued to your screen. Are you feeling anxious, restless, or even a bit empty after hours of scrolling? That's your body and mind screaming for a break. 2. Set realistic goals. We can't just go cold turkey. Start small. Maybe dedicate 1 hour each day to completely disconnect from all devices. Use that time for something you truly enjoy: reading, taking a walk, connecting with loved ones face to face. 3. Find alternative distractions. You know how our brains crave stimulation. It's wired that way. Instead of reaching for your phone when boredom hits, try engaging in activities that actually nourish your mind and body. Think puzzles, creative projects, learning a new skill, anything that gets you out of the digital loop. 4. Embrace boredom. This one is tough, I know, but hear me out. Boredom can be incredibly beneficial. It allows our minds to wander, spark creativity, and make unexpected connections. When we constantly seek stimulation, we rob ourselves of these crucial moments of introspection. 5. Prioritize real-life connections. Nothing beats the genuine connection you feel with another human being. Make an effort to spend quality time with friends and family, have meaningful conversations, engage in shared activities, and create memories that last a lifetime. Remember when I was telling you about how I started my journey? Well, for months, I had this nagging feeling that something wasn't right. I found myself constantly checking my phone, even during dinner with loved ones or while on vacation. It felt like this invisible tether was pulling me back into the digital abyss, preventing me from fully experiencing the present moment. One day, during a particularly frustrating work deadline, I realized how deeply addicted I had become to my devices. The pressure of checking notifications, responding to emails, and keeping up with social media was overwhelming. That's when I decided to take drastic action. I literally put my phone in a drawer for the entire weekend. It was the scariest thing I'd ever done. But guess what? It was also incredibly liberating. I rediscovered the joy of reading, went on long walks without feeling the urge to document every step, and had genuine conversations with friends and family without the distraction of my phone. It was a revelation. So, what's the biggest takeaway here? It's about intentionality. Be mindful of how you use your devices and prioritize experiences that truly enrich your life. You deserve to feel connected, present, and in control, not ruled by your notifications. Remember, taking back control of your digital life isn't about deprivation, it's about creating space for what truly matters. It's about reclaiming your time, your attention, and your joy. And that, my friends, is worth fighting for. Now go out there and make a difference. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's spread the word about living a more intentional, screen-free life. Until next time, stay connected in the real world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.